Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It was a year ago that Michael Ryan, the head of the United Nations Global Rapid Reaction Corps, said the ultimate goal, which they've now carried out in more than 100 countries, is to go into your homes, forcibly test you, and take your loved ones away from you based on fraudulent PCR tests. This is martial law. We now have major leaders in Canada saying they're using COVID to bring in martial law to silence dissent. They say it in national TV press conferences. They are going public with tyranny. And now, Biden has launched the COVID tracking teams in the name of the Delta tracking teams, the Delta plus variant tracking teams, coming door to door to harass the unvaccinated. This is not the velvet glove and the iron fist. This is the iron fist.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
It's now my great pleasure to invite Lady Gaga.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how sick these people are. Casting themselves as the heroes, the rest of us as the evil disease spreaders. And now, Biden and White House deploy Delta variant response teams across the U.S. to communities with low vaccination rates. And they're going to force their way into homes and, quote, force people to be tested with fraudulent machines that are 94% false positive. And it's far worse than that already in Europe, Canada, places like Australia, where they have been arresting people for a year that protest online the lockdowns. You're not allowed to do that. And big tech censors you of you as well. They also censor medical treatments, medical doctors. This is a giant exercise in raping our freedoms, raping our speech, raping our bodies, and forcing their deadly gene therapies into us. There can no longer be any doubt. There can no longer be any doubt, ladies and gentlemen, of what's really going on. There's now CBS, ABC, NBC, they're all reporting on what I've been telling you for months, that, oh, it's funny, when people go in to get the shots at Walgreens or at Walmart or at CVS or at government facilities, they look at the person's race and go, oh, you're black. And they look at a clipboard and go, you're getting this shot. You're white, you're getting this one. You're Asian, you're getting this one. And they sometimes give them different vaccines, or sometimes they go to different lots and then of the supposed same Pfizer or Moderna or other. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they just went for broke. And here's the deal. If you saw that in a science fiction movie, you'd be like, how obvious it is that they're targeting certain groups. But they're killing black, white, it doesn't matter. But then certain vaccines you see are race specific, which they also admit. And it seems to be hitting black folks a lot harder than it's been hitting white folks, but it is killing a lot of white people as well. This is so diabolical, and it's in the mainstream news articles. What callers were calling in when the injection started 6 months ago, and it's like, hey, I'm black, and I was at the Walgreens, and I saw a black lady getting one vaccine, and a white lady was getting another one. I got mainstream news going, we don't know why they're doing that. I mean, whoa! Who's giving the directives? Grab the clipboard. Find out what the directions are. This is mass crime. This is mass murder. Holy hell.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me and hammered me 9, 10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that'll blow you away on sale right now. X2, that's Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's Tri-Iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Queen Elizabeth, and I can just go on for about 5 hours here, have all said on record they want to set up a world government with forced inoculations to then inject you with vaccines that bare minimum sterilize you. Now, when I first read this in books in 1990, when I was still in high school, when I was a junior and then senior in high school, I thought, well, I'm not going to just believe this book put out by the John Birch Society. So I went down to the UT library because local libraries didn't have it, and I pulled up the damn newspaper articles on the microfiche. And I read it right there with David Rockefeller and others saying it. And I thought, wow, a global government to forcibly inject me and sterilize my ass. I better do something about that. And here we are. I've been on air since 1995. And we've gone from the beta test to now living in the New World Order system. And believe me, this is the New World Order's world. This is Satan's world. I saw one of the big top black podcasters right up there with Charlemagne, the God. That's what he calls himself, one of the other big guys. Charlemagne's actually said some nice things about me, I guess, got heat for it. So, yeah, I guess Jones is right about this or that. But this other big podcaster with millions of listeners today, I'll get to it later, he's like, Jones is a racist, and Jones shouldn't go on Andrew Schultz's show, and Andrew Schultz, because he co-hosts a show with a black guy, shouldn't be associated with other white people that are in the KKK like Alex Jones. No proof, no evidence. They just say that. And he goes, yeah, Jones wants to get the black audience. He knows it's a black man's world. No, it's Satan's world. But again, all the corporate sponsors have black people as their front person now. Communist China does all of it to hide their operations behind black people. And then black people, on average, I listen and watch the shows. I mean, I think these are entertaining shows, actually. And this particular host who's attacking me has an amazing voice. I mean, I can't quit listening to it, even though he's lying about me. And I just want everybody to live in peace. I love him no matter what color he is. He's a dumbed-down anti-white racist. This host I'll get to later. It's one of the allied, you know, co-shows with Charlemagne that are right up there rivaling Joe Rogan, his biggest shows in America. And he's talking about, yeah, black people are taking over. Oh, you mean like the tens of millions extra that are starving to death since the lockdown? And it's designed to starve Africans? You mean you're taking over that way? So again, while black people are being exterminated, the black leadership of media, led by Oprah Winfrey, they think they're in charge. They think they know what's going on. And they think because every TV ad you'll see, and every show you see, and every corporate pitch person you see, I mean, I'm talking about 90% is black. Like somebody flipped a switch. That doesn't help black people. I'm fine. Have people be black spokespersons. I don't care about that. It's the point of when it's suddenly nothing but black people. That's the globalist system hiding behind black people. Just like if you oppose gun control or open borders, well, you're a racist. Or if you're against forced inoculation, or you're against medical IDs, or you're against lockdowns. It says in the official report, in fact, guys, we pulled that out of my stack, put out 2 weeks ago by Biden, the official counterterrorism shift to the U.S. is, if you don't like lockdowns, you are a terrorist, quote, white supremacist. You go, well, that's dumbed down. That doesn't even make sense. What does that have to do, not wanting a lockdown, with being a white supremacist? I can pull you up 1,000 news articles with that headline, protesting lockdown is white supremacist. This is a talking point. And it's so silly. Because if you pull back from it, you can see all of humanity's under attack. We need to come together against the globalists. And we've got Bill Gates that says he wants to depopulate the planet. And he's running the vaccine program. And then they go out and they hire Run DMC to cut all these cartoon videos for children. And the first one came out and said, fight the racist, take the shot. The next one said, fight the eugenicist and the depopulationists. And it shows him cutting down the eugenics tree. Take your shot. When you take the shot, what you're doing is basically giving yourself infertility, cancer, and so many other things. And I guess the argument is, if, I don't care if you're black or you're white, what color you are, if you're dumb enough to think Bill Gates loves you, and you really think Alex Jones is the bad guy, Bill Gates is the good guy, like this talk show host, well, then I guess that's what you deserve. It's the Joe Budden. Joe Budden show. Millions of viewers a day, even on YouTube. And I know he hosts one of the biggest shows out there. Calls out Andrew Schultz for having Alex Jones on Flagrant 2 and says, it's like a 10-minute rant. I'm not going to play the whole thing. That I'm the KKK and that Candace Owens better watch out being with us at the KKK. Oh, but he likes Joe Biden, who actually was in the KKK. The evidence is overwhelming. But it doesn't even matter. It's Bill Gates and the globalists attacking everybody. And here's the big news. I heard this 6 months ago from listeners that called in. And now it's in mainstream news. I have CBS, NBC, ABC, all of it right here. Links to it on Infowars.com, an article about why are so many people being given saline when they go in to get a shot. I've talked to people in Army Special Operations. I've talked to people in the Coast Guard. I've talked to people that are medical doctors. I've talked to people that are federal employees. And they say they're given saline and they're told, don't worry, this is saline, or they shoot the shot in the trash can. And, of course, it was over a month ago that they had testimony in Congress that half of the CDC employees, including medical doctors and scientists, and the NIH, National Institutes of Health, will not take the shot. What does that tell you? But then it gets worse. I've got the articles right here where it's not just saline. When people go in to government facilities or major drugstores, they go, oh, hold on, you're black? Let me get this one for you. And they read literature, don't show you, and go, okay, this is the one for you. And if you're white, they give you another one. Are you going to hear a word out of the cool, racist black guy that said, oh, maybe the answer's segregating the black people from the white people? Because he said, we rule the earth. Everyone loves us. We're all the corporate sponsors. All the money's being dumped on us. Man, we're so cool, and the white people want to be our friends because it's a black planet. That's the power trip to have the few black leaders paid off to be talk show hosts and then lead black people to be anti-white. So white people then become racist and don't like blacks, and now everybody's divided and conquered, and it's all done in the name of unity, but it's the opposite. And meanwhile, this guy wouldn't know a racist if one walked up and bit him in the ass. I mean, I had Judge Joe Brown on, who, by the way, is coming on the Sunday show for a full hour, who was in a federal think tank back in the early 70s, who saw Joe Biden say black people are cockroaches. But you're not going to say a damn thing about that because you'll get canceled, won't you? So you're a pimp. And I challenge you to debate. Come on my show, Joe, and tell me how I'm the KKK. Oh, yeah, Alex Jones and all them. You know, black people think they can listen to them. Why? They're over there with the KKK. And if you want to be over there in the KKK, man, you need to be slapped upside your dumbass head for your own good. And I'm not saying I'm going to do that. My point is, what the hell's your problem? You don't even know who I am. But you get the talking point to try to police things and say, Andrew Schultz shouldn't have Alex Jones on because Andrew Schultz is a white guy we have on these shows, and he shouldn't be on with the KKK guy. Meanwhile, there's Joe Biden with a former Grand Cyclops, Senator Byrd. That's the reality. And you work for those people. You work for big tech that lavishes you and promotes you and pushes you, that runs death camps in China with the Uyghurs. That's on you, Joe. And you got to face God for it. So you sit there and worship your KKK daddy. I hope you burn in hell.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Ranting and raving here on the Alex Jones Show last segment about Joe Budden, who's a popular podcaster, attacking me, basically saying I'm a KKK guy, I'm a racist, and Andrew Schultz, the popular comedian, shouldn't have me on his show. And I said, burn in hell. He's not as bad as Bill Gates or people like that. So I take that back, and I repent of that. I hope his bad ideas burn, though, because it's a lie. And I really realize that we're all in this together, but I will not sit there and have racist black people who are feeding at the corporate New World Order, eugenics, death cult, genocide pit, lecture me about how I'm bad because I'm white, just because you are this black person paid by the corporate media to spew racism to divide this country and the world. I didn't do anything to you. I don't owe you anything. And you are despicable lying about me while they are starving the third world to death, particularly Africa. And I have empathy for those Africans because I know what they're doing to them, they're going to do to me. And I don't see a damn thing being said by all the trendy black leaders about what's happening with the starving of the third world. I don't care what color you are. You should understand that the lockdown is a major crime against humanity, and they're trying to bring it back in. The UN saying, wear masks again. The vaccines don't work. Oh, there's new variants because it's a cold virus. And they're keeping lockdowns in India and Africa that are starving millions of people who don't get enough to eat, so regular viruses kill them. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. It's real. And all these spoiled, rotten black people, Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, sit here in what's left of America, going along with the corporate tune that white people are inherently bad, while the very corporations running the world, that just so happen to be run by a lot of rich Asians and white people, there's some black folks on board, look at Tedros of the WHO, total eugenicist, and they're establishing these contact tracing teams all over the world and going and grabbing people they claim didn't allow a vaccine or didn't do their PCR test and disappearing them into government facilities. That's called martial law, and they're setting the precedent. And now Biden has announced these rapid reaction forces for the, quote, Delta variant plus response teams across the U.S. to communities with low vaccination rates to come to your door and start setting the precedent that they're coming to your door. This is the coverage and the cover for their takeover. And the UN has said they want the power to come and take you out of your house and disappear you. And they've set up in Canada and other areas, Spain, Germany, France, the UK, Australia, everywhere, where when you land from out of the country, you spend 14 days locked in your hotel room, not even allowed out, and if you complain, well, they put you in prison. But, oh, government officials and footballers and movie stars, they can get a special government allotment and a little chip card they carry, and they're allowed to circumvent that. True discrimination, a new ruling class that is able to circumvent the law and put an oppressive digital medical tyranny martial law ID on us that they exempt themselves from. And I even played last week, hell, try to find it again, guys, the member of the British Parliament who's on the Government Regulatory Board, and again, he was on national television and said, well, of course important people aren't going to be restricted. It's 99% of all you. You see the seduction of that system? If you had a checklist for tyranny, They've checked every one of the boxes off. This is classic evil, classic martial law with a high-tech system of control. So here is the head of the UN program a year ago saying, we're going to come in your houses, we're going to take your families away from you, and now Biden is setting up the first waves of it. And guess who pays for these teams? They're private. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gets taxpayer money and pays for it. And it goes to the Clinton Global Initiative that actually gets billions of dollars from it. So they also get rich while they screw us over. Here it is.
At the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
And then if you're solitary confinement, and then if you're on the political list, they send other political officers, the PCR test says you're positive, or if you resist, they take you to jail, they take you to secret camps. We told you about this a year ago, now it's confirmed. Secret camps in Australia. Secret camps in the UK, secret camps in Europe, secret camps in Canada, and they're passing laws to ban any speech they want. And major health ministers in Alberta and other areas are on TV saying, we're not letting the martial law ever go away because we're using this to stop people talking on the streets. And that's beyond the Soviet Union. People are allowed to talk on the streets, but not in Canada. So this is global UN-directed martial law. Here it is.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my questions. I'm wondering about the injunction banning public gatherings and whether there really is a need for such a far-reaching one given the trajectory we're on now.
So, I mean, I think it's still there. We still have bringing large numbers of people together. It can present some risk. We'll continue to look at that. But I think the other purpose of the injunction is to prevent groups that are deliberately spreading false information that can actually create risk. The information itself, if listened to, creates risk to the public as well. So, and that certainly is a need to manage that misinformation campaign as well.
Okay, so you can't let people congregate because they might talk about how the ongoing lockdown's a lie. And I have articles where there are islands off Canada where thousands of people live that have never been able to leave for a year and a half. There are small towns in Australia where they can get away with it, and the army just surrounds it and says, well, there's no cases in this town. So we might save one person in this town of 3,000 people or this town of 800 people in one case if we don't let anyone go in or out. And it's all just a test of total martial law. But if you're in the government or the military or the police, you get a special little card and you're the new superclass. While we're all talking about black versus white all day. You know, Black Lives Matter is in Russia. Black Lives Matter is in Australia. Black Lives Matter is in Germany. It's in Mexico. It's the corporate system that's given tens of billions of dollars worldwide to say, we love black people. Do what we say corporately to save them. And what is the goal? No family. And get black men to become women. That's the main. Oh, what a loving group. So first they take your identity. Buy off your leaders, like Margaret Sanger said 120 years ago. Her quotes are in the National Archives. She said, we're going to kill these human weeds, but first we've got to buy off the black leadership and get them under our control. Then we will speak for the blacks. And she called you human weeds. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. I've got big news on the military front, the Ashley Babbitt front, the latest level in the Sovietization of Facebook, and so much more, and some big guests today. It's all straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show.
Hydrofluorolithic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolithic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop the globalists. We know how to go to the next level in the human species. We know how to win. So if you want to live, you want to prosper, you don't want to be a slave, listen to us, check out everything we say, don't believe us, research it. Now, somebody that says don't research it and just believe us is Tracy Edwards, a commissioner in New York City for Long Island. Remember her 6 months ago? She said, I don't want to know what's in it. I don't want to ask any questions. Just give me the injection. Here it is.
know, COVID has devastated the state. Long Island continues to be one of the hardest hit regions, especially for our black and brown New Yorkers. We must take the vaccine. Now, I'm going to tell you a personal story, off script. So today, right after this, I am going to have an infusion. And I'm going to have an infusion because I want to make sure that the cancer that was in my body does not return. I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion. And that's what we have to do. Our communities.
All right, that's enough.
Insulin.
That's enough. Oh, which is approved and known, been around for 100 years. This is a secret, unapproved program that's been banned all over the world. Here's just some of the headlines today. New study links acute chest pain in male soldiers to mRNA vaccines. They've already put warnings on it saying it can make you have a heart attack. Norway to pay compensation for AstraZeneca side effects, heart attacks, and strokes. And it goes on and on and on from there. This is just the news today. Look at this headline. British rocker dies from brain hemorrhage 2 weeks after AstraZeneca injection. Here's another one. New England Medical Journal. Depopulation alert. Shocking new study reveals COVID vaccine terminates 4 out of 5 pregnancies via spontaneous abortions, or 82% of the women had a miscarriage after they took the damn shot. Wow. I mean, that is some mean-ass poison. A woman can take a pretty big dose of arsenic and still keep a baby. A woman can drink bottle of Jack Daniels every day, and 99% of the time she keeps that baby. Might have fetal alcohol syndrome, but you take that shot 82% of the time, double X in them eyes, dead baby. Wow. They got a lot of nerve. Yeah, let's show you some of these medical doctors and people. Oh, I'm getting my shot. I'm 35 weeks pregnant. 2 weeks later, bye-bye, baby. She's proud of it. It's absolutely insane. Yeah, I got shown the article then where she took the shot and then boom, bye-bye, baby. So, I mean, I've got stacks of this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, here's the damn study right here. Let me just actually show you the study. Just the article. Here it is. Findings of mRNA COVID-19 vaccine study in pregnant persons. New England Medical Journal. 82% death rate. I mean, hell, a rattlesnake only kills you. Let me guess. What percentage of rattlesnake bites are fatal? Maybe 5%? I'm guessing. I remember reading a study years ago that water moccasins kill more people in the U.S. than rattlesnakes. Guys, type in, just see the national statistic. Percentage of people bitten by rattlesnake that die. I bet it's 5%. I bet it's less than 10%. But you take the shot, 82% chance your baby is dead. Oh, but I forgot. They got big national talk show hosts saying I'm in the KKK with no evidence. Oh, don't listen to him. Take your shot or you're in the KKK. They're like, what does that have to do with the KKK? That I don't want to be in lockdowns and forced inoculations. Well, I've got the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism right here. Put out 2 weeks ago. And it says you are a white supremacist, and then they call that terrorism if you don't want lockdowns or forced inoculations. Says it right here. And if you're that 80% of Republicans that question the election, says you're a terrorist right here, too. Let me show you. I probably showed you 10 times, but I can show you. On the page again. I guess they reprinted it for me. This is not my highlighted copy. Oh, yes, the threat assessment section. Yes, that's it. Let me show you that. Let me put it on screen for you. Because this is a declaration of war against the American people. Oh, wow, only 0.2% out of 500 venomous snake bites result in death. Guess that's because of the treatments and antivenom. Okay, so see? So see, how many times more dangerous is an mRNA shot to a baby and its mother? Guys, average 0.2 into 82%. I mean, I think it's fair to say hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times safer to be bit by a rattlesnake than it is to take a COVID vaccine if you're a baby. Oh, but don't worry, they got liberals lined up around the block to give their newborn babies the injection in an experimental program because they want to virtue signal what heroes they are because they have no damn common sense. All right, I mentioned it, so let's play it. We got lots of new news, but I don't want to just say there's a member of parliament and a major medical advisor to the government saying, well, of course famous people aren't going to have to be quarantined when they come to the country, like footballers or people. Again, this is the model for the world. What you see in the UK, what you see in Canada is for us next if we put up with it. We just aren't as sheepish, I'm sorry, as the folks living in the UK or Canada, but they're getting us lined up for it. Here it is.
Davis has called that morally inconsistent.
Well, we've always said that some people who are important, you know, players, for instance,
who
have special
terms, and these are... Is that what you're saying?
No, of course not, but we're talking a very limited number of people who are coming in, and they're also subject still to quite significant restrictions. They're not just able to come in and travel around Britain, they come in to attend a match.
Oh, yeah, that's enough, ladies and gentlemen. So imagine if you can say no freedom till every COVID case in the world is eradicated. That's impossible. Set up for a UN global government power grab, and I told you it'll never end. Every time opposition mounts, they will loosen the restrictions some, and as soon as opposition dies, clamp back down. And now exactly as I told you has happened. This is a permanent, unending emergency, taking your speech, your medical rights, and next your money with carbon taxes, which they're now putting in place that will bankrupt the West even further and complete our journey into slavery. You'll be obsolete. You'll be non-essential. You'll have no job. And they'll be able to dictate to you to take deadly poison inoculations, or you will not get your universal income. That is the plan. Make you obsolete, make you a captive, make you under their control. And if you try to organize against it, you're a white supremacist. And you're like, that doesn't have any logic. Well, what does the new Logitech ad say with Little Nas? It's time to stop logic. It's time to stop being logical. Suspend your own common sense. Let us kill you. So that's the plan here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's absolutely, completely out of control. Separately, we can save the planet. We can defeat the globalists. We got to beat them now. We got to expose them now. Record low numbers have taken their poison shot. People are waking up everywhere. The globalists are really concerned, and they admit they are. They hit us with everything they've got. This is their takeover. This is their world government. This is their medical ID. This is their implantable microchip plan that Klaus Schwab says is the plan. You say, we don't want the plan. They go, Jones is crazy. He says they want to put chips in you. Next up on 60 Minutes, everybody's going to have chips. So it's here. You're in the year 2021. Everything accelerates from here on. Submission is death. Resistance is life. Submitting to tyranny is death. Resisting tyranny is life. You have nothing to lose but fighting back. Nothing to lose but stop caring what they say. Nothing to lose unless you roll over. Then you will be annihilated. Stay with us.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss.
All right, let me lay out some major truths that are very, very simple, but are earth-shattering if you understand them and apply them. The globalists are collapsing the world economy, the family, our health, our institutions, by design, because they don't want an upwardly mobile, egalitarian, classically liberal, free, open society. So they have to pose as the liberals to control all those classical Christian-inspired institutions. Liberal means a bigger swimming pool, a nicer college, more food to eat, more libraries. Just in classic definition, liberal means less censorship. Liberal means more guns, more self-defense. Liberal means nicer living accommodations. The problem is it creates decadent, dumbed-down people. It is a cycle. And what comes at the end of the cycle is absolute tyranny, mass die-off, and extermination. And the globalists understand that, so they decided to artificially accelerate that. Instead of having giant wars where we all kill each other, they're going to have the globalist corporate system direct new types of war: psychological, cultural, financial, to basically poison and kill us slowly. And so they bake it into the cake. It's a little taste of Armageddon, to quote the old 1960s Star Trek piece. And that's where we are, a little taste of Armageddon. But it's a lot more than a little taste. And they've written thousands of books admitting all this. That's what's so frustrating, is people keep thinking like, oh, you tune into Alex Jones, you're getting his perspective, you're getting his view. when it comes to the big issues, no, we're dead on. We know the globalist program. And with every passing day, it becomes more their world. It becomes more their system. Do we have a total world government? Do we have a total technocracy? Do we have a total eugenics program? No. But they are in afterburners blasting us towards it right now. Now, overhead shot, please. A lot of Jeffrey Epstein news is coming out. And they always had this virus scare program on the books. We've covered that, Operation Lockstep and others, Crimson Contagion. But why did they go ahead and pull the trigger? Because a lot of folks thought this was dangerous. They thought it would backfire. Why did they pull this asymmetrical, fifth-generational warfare operation that has so many blowback problems to it? Because internally, there were good networks in Europe, in the U.S., in South America, in Africa, in Asia, that don't want to go with the evil eugenics model of human extermination and controlled war, who wanted prosperity. And Trump and others and myself and you were leading the fight against the globalist model of planned destruction, instead believing in a laissez-faire pro-human future. But under the carbon taxes, under the global government, they collapse the planet. It's simple mathematics. They shut down the industries, and the third world starts to die in mass. Then what's left of them is organized to flood the first world and be organized into political units to be used against us to finally take down the country. That's why the Border Patrol told us they estimate 10 million people just in the Texas Laredo sector, the Rio Grande sector, our border with Mexico, this year by October. That's fiscal year. Federal year ends in October. They pass the budget and it starts over in December. That's 10 million. That's bigger than ever came to this country in 1 year before or in 3 years, in just one sector. You go down there, it looks like a giant industrial camp. Huge tents, huge buildings, thousands of vehicles. Just our government delivering all these people in that the Democrats fully control. Many of them don't even know, aren't with their parents, being smuggled. I mean, it's just mass crime, the collapse of the country, illustrated in full blazing neon for you. So that's why when AOC said 2 years ago, in 12 years, all society will collapse, we'll all be dead. When Beto said, in 12 years, everything will collapse, we'll all be dead. They're telling Beto and her in meetings that, oh, the Earth has hit this number. We have these computer programs, just like Enron ran scam programs to show Congress people before. They show them these scam computer programs, and they actually believe the higher level left, not the highest level, but the high level, actually believe the world's ending and that mass extermination is about to happen because the carrying capacity of the Earth died. And they tell you, oh, new viruses are going to emerge because of global warming and wipe out billions and giant fires and the third world's all going to starve to death. Then they shut off the third world and all the food we import and the flowers. Doesn't sound like a big deal, but a lot of people survive working on flower farms in Latin America and particularly Africa. And the mining and everything else came to a stop. In the average African country, 60% of your money spent on food. And you don't have a job, you starve to death. And so then AOC says, look, Africa's starving. We need to give the UN more money when the UN ran the program to do it. Then they organize them and bring them here. And they're desperate and they're scared. And the UN tells them, white people are bad, attack them. White people deserve to die. No white person's good. And the universities are teaching that to then bring in giant groups of desperate people like a zombie apocalypse to be used to bring down what's left of the West. And then the globalists have won. They'll have high-tech, armored corporate reservations with all the luxury, all the medicine, all the systems, and we'll be outside starving to death. And now you understand the rest of the story. So here's Jeffrey Epstein. This was all coming out. Good forces were exposing worldwide pedophile rings run by criminal elements that had taken over the CIA, the Mossad and MI6, and it's well known in England, they run everything off pedophile rings. Israel's now run off pedophile rings at the top. The U.S. has run off pedophile rings. The Vatican's run off pedophile rings. And you've got major pedophile rings, only three or four of them, that are controlling the entire planet right now. And so busting these up will bring down their network. So when we started busting their network up, They just released their virus, did their global lockdown they already planned, and started the planetary countdown to collapse. That's why they're accelerating printing all the money now at warp speed and only giving it to themselves. So they get value to buy up companies, buy up land, buy up farmland, buy up infrastructure, buy up patents, buy up weapon systems, buy up all their competition to just shut tens of thousands of U.S. and European companies down and just send people home so that they buy the companies just to close them. Because they're using money as a weapon. Because they have multiple quadrillions of fake money. And so now we've reached that. I was talking to one of my lawyers, great guy, Norm Pattis, up in the Northeast this morning. He said he goes to the grocery store. It looks like Russia. Almost half the shelves are completely empty. There's basic stuff hasn't been there for months because it's a breakdown. It's already beginning. The prices are exploding. It's a takedown. Look at these articles I have. More than 40% of San Franciscans to leave this year say the city is deteriorating, collapsing. It's a plan. They're collapsing everything. It's going to take decades to kill everybody. And they're going to reorganize after it's all over. You better get ready, people. I got my last offer a year ago from the globalist to stop now. They were going to have to get me. I don't know what that means. Indictment or being killed. I can't sign on to Satanism and starving and killing everybody. But as I watch the ship go down, I'll see the black face of the New World Order, which they use. The New World Order put black face on, saying, look, all our spokesperson are black. Do what we say. We're black. And I'll get to be criticized as the whole human ship goes down by the black talk show host declaring how wonderful everything is and how it's a black planet. Isn't that sick? But I'm going to fight on to the end. We got some good news and some bad news. People are really listening to us about X2 and X3, the deep earth halogen, deep earth crystals, highest quality iodine, two different formulas, both excellent. One is 60% off, one is 50% off. We have a limited supply of it, so I'm forced to sell on sale just to sell it to fund ourselves for self-funding, but then having trouble getting more in. So if you want X2 or X3 discounted with free shipping, double Patriot points, we're going to have to end the sale on X3 probably tomorrow, if not Sunday, because it's almost sold out. It'll definitely go back to full price by Sunday, whatever's left of it. Then it's months and months till more comes in. And then we've got X3 that again is going to end on Sunday. X2, we've got a decent amount, but current sales rate, it'll be sold out in a week or so. So I'm going to end that sale next Wednesday. So if you want your X2, you want your X3, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. DNA Force Plus is on sale. Had a limited supply of that. Alpha Power is on sale. Limited supply of that. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what keeps us on air. These are amazing products. I want to thank you all for your support. Without you, we cannot fund this operation. Turbo Force is back in, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Bodies back in stock. I forgot about that. 40% off. That's huge. I need to talk about that. All at InfoWarsStore.com. Couldn't be a more important message. Please keep us on air.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad...